This is Azari Rodriguez and Delaney Williams.
And then I've got Chris Jones here. He is a religious studies professor here on campus. A little about yourself, Chris.
Yeah, so this is my third year here at Washburn, and I came here from, I had a postdoc for a couple of years in Illinois, and then before that I was in Wisconsin, so I spent 10 years in Wisconsin and still really feel like a Wisconsin person.
What kind of drove you to teach religious studies?
Religion is interesting. Like, it's really interesting. Yeah. And more to the point, like, religion is, what we study in religious studies is, you know, what people do when they feel that they are doing what is most important to them. Religion is kind of whatever, I guess I would define religion professionally as whatever is most important to people, whatever connects people to ultimate reality. And so when people are connecting with what to them is ultimately real, that's when they're most interesting.
So, one of the classes that you're going to be teaching in the spring is the World Religions class. Can you talk a little bit about this class and what it kind of showcases?
Yeah, so World Religions is one of our staple classes. We offer it every semester along with Intro to Religion. It's Gen Ed, and my approach to World Religions is to, because again, I'm interested in like how people interact with ultimate reality. So like, there's one way of teaching World Religions where like you lecture on different World Religions. You do a survey, so like it's Buddhism Week, and we'll look at all the things that Buddhists do and all the things Buddhists believe. And the thing is, there's like 700 million Buddhists in the world. They don't all do the same things. In fact, they're all very different from each other. And so my approach to teaching world religions is to look at the life of one Buddhist and to work outward from there. So to take a particular life, so we teach memoirs. So I have students read through a series of memoirs written by practitioners of different religions and have them think about, you know, how does this person take the general ideas of this religion and apply it to their unique position in the world. So like our Buddhism unit, our memoir is written by a black American woman who grew up Baptist in the Jim Crow South and then studied Buddhism in college and became a practicing Tibetan Buddhist and scholar of Tibetan Buddhism. And so we look at the ways that as, you know, somebody who grew up Christian, was traumatized by racism, and for whom Buddhism is a way to cope with that trauma, we look at how Buddhism interacts with her existence, her life, her world, her humanity.
That makes sense.
And then we do that with the other, you know, we study Hinduism, we study Yoruba traditions, Santeria, and we study Christianity and Islam. But religious studies is about, it's really about humans. I mean, we don't study God in religious studies. That's theology. Yeah. We don't do theology here. Religious studies is the study of humans in relation to ultimate reality. I mean, the religious studies, we're a program, so we're in the philosophy and religious studies department, and so the religious studies program, and I think we're the fastest growing major on campus. In the past 2 years, we've gone from 4 majors to 16, so.
Oh,
know,
wow.
Come join the fun.